Frozen Assets is perhaps the most monumental of Rivera's New York-themed panels that he made for the 1931 exhibition, and offers the greatest critique of U.S. society and culture at the moment. You can think of it as a kind of vertical, a topography of the city of New York, where he's looking at New York above ground, then at ground level, and then below ground. On the top tier is this incredible panorama of New York City skyscrapers. The skyline that Rivera's created is a composite, not an actual view of the city, that creates an extraordinarily modern image of the city. In the middle section, there's a steel and glass shed that we've identified as the Municipal Pier on 25th Street that was used as a shelter for unemployed men, and you can see their sleeping bodies in rows. And there's a guard, and that same figure seems to appear again below, facing front this time, guarding the assets of the richest citizens. It's a bank vault, and here you can see the iron gridwork and behind it the huge vault itself. A woman inspects her assets that were stored in a safety deposit box. This panel puts many of the paradoxes of Rivera's own position on display, his absolute fascination with the monumental growth and the technology of New York City is set in direct contrast with the dispossession of the working class and the surplus wealth of its richest citizens. This moment in time, 1931, is a moment of huge dichotomies. It's the nadir of the Great Depression. Almost 25% of all Americans were unemployed. And yet, at the same time, it is a moment in which there's a huge construction drive going on in New York City. Buildings are being put up one after another on the New York skyline.